Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ, one of the best-loved hymns in the church today is today's sermon hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. People love the words, and they love the music. In fact, many people can sing this hymn from memory. I witnessed that personally about 30 years ago when, after a particularly difficult voters' assembly, my congregation stood up and sang the first verse of What a Friend We Have in Jesus from memory. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Verse 1 is a stanza that really hits home. But so does verse 2. Verse 2 resonates with us today because the hymn writer talks about human suffering. The first line of that verse goes, Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Those are really rhetorical questions. The expected answer is, yes, of course, we all have trials. We all have temptations. There is trouble everywhere. The truth of the matter is, we live in a sinful and broken world where trials and hardships are common. They come frequently, and they're inescapable. In the words of Eliphaz in Job chapter 5, verse 7, man is born to trouble as sparks fly upward. If you're a human being, trials and temptations are bound to come your way. But there is good news. As the hymn writer reminds us, when we have our trials and temptations, we can take them to the Lord in prayer. We can go to the Lord and pour out our souls to Him. We can cast our burdens on the Lord and know that He hears us. He will sustain us. More than that, we Christians know that trials have a purpose. We reap benefits from trials. In the words of our text, believers are blessed when they remain steadfast during trials. They receive blessings when they face their trials with a focus on and trust in Jesus. People are skeptical when preachers talk about the need and benefit of suffering, of trials. We live in a culture where pain is avoided at all costs. If a pill or a book or a machine will solve your problems, you buy that pill or book or machine just like that, without a second thought. Instant relief is the name of the game. Unbelievers view all suffering as unnecessary. Difficult decisions and wrestling with issues are to be avoided. Life is supposed to be easy, right? Life is supposed to be easy. Yet God tells us in His Word that life won't always be easy, and not all suffering is unnecessary. The truth is, God uses trials, hardships, perplexing life situations to teach us to strengthen faith and build godly character. James tells us in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, verses that precede our text, Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces patience. And let patience have its full effect, that you may be complete, lacking in nothing. Did you catch that? James tells us to rejoice when we experience trials, because trials produce patience and completeness. They help us grow. Oh, I'm sure James isn't saying, be happy, happy, happy when you're in pain. Be overjoyed, be bubbly when you encounter trials. No, we're not masochists. Rather, James is encouraging the attitude that says, God, I don't like this trial, it's painful, but I'm going to embrace this trial because I know you're going to teach me something. You have something good in mind. I trust in you. Before I go any farther, though, let me take a drink and explain the difference between a trial and a temptation. Both are struggles, but a trial is a hardship that usually occurs outside of you that drives us to God. A trial may be the death of a loved one, or experiencing sickness, or dealing with a difficult coworker. Even though these trials are painful, God allows them to enter our lives because they cause us to depend on Him. And God uses them to shape us and build godly character. We become more patient, more Christ-like, more aware of our need for the Lord. And frankly, brothers and sisters, I have learned far more through trials than through good times. A temptation, on the other hand, is an enticement to commit sin. The world or the devil or our own sinful nature urge us to go against God's will, and then there's a struggle. We struggle to resist that urge. Now, God doesn't tempt us, but He allows temptations to enter our lives so we can recognize, we learn to recognize evil and resist it with the help of the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus was tempted. We see that clearly in today's gospel lesson. After Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit drove Him into the wilderness, and He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and He was tempted by the devil, by Satan himself. The devil tempted Him to give up His mission, to worship the devil, to follow the devil. But Jesus resisted his temptations. He drove him off by quoting the Word of God. Now you might ask me, well, what good came out of that, that temptation of Jesus? Nothing good came from that. Well, the temptation of Jesus shows us how serious Jesus is about your salvation. He is totally, totally dedicated to saving you. Jesus' life is a perfect example of God bringing good out of trials and painful situations. When Jesus walked the earth, I'm sure He didn't look forward to the suffering and pain of the cross. As He contemplated the nails being driven through His hands, being hung from a cross, being forsaken by His disciples, being forsaken by God. As He contemplated those realities in the garden, He was in such agony that He perspired great drops of sweat, like great, great drops of blood. He even prayed that the Lord would take His cup of suffering away from Him. Yet, He embraced that suffering. He drank the cup down, every bit of that cup of suffering. Do you know why? Because He knew there was no other way to save you. He embraced His sufferings to save you. The bottom line is, God used the pain and suffering of Jesus to redeem us. And sometimes He uses pain and hardship to shape us. The love that God has for us gives us the strength to endure the trials we face. Years ago, I knew a Lutheran teacher named David. David was a great teacher, and he was well-loved by our community. He was also a dedicated family man. He was married and had three kids. And there's no doubt in my mind that David loved his wife and kids dearly. They meant the world to him. One day, a newspaper reporter wanted to do an article on David, and during the interview, he asked David, "What to you is the most beautiful spot on earth?" Without missing a beat, David replied, "It's wherever I'm with my family." Wasn't that a great answer? David and his family had lived in a lot of different towns, some of them not so nice. But they had always been happy because they were together. David could endure anything because of the love of his family. And brothers and sisters, that's the way it is with God and us. Because of God's love for us, we can endure anything. We can endure living in a sinful world where losses and trials and temptations are unavoidable. They're common. We can be at peace in all situations knowing that Jesus lived, died, and rose for us. Knowing that nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. I like the way the author of Hebrews put it in Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. He writes, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such suffering for you, that you may not grow weary or lose heart. Thanks be to God." Brothers and sisters, during Lent, we remember the hardships and suffering of Jesus. It's sad to think about. Jesus endured a lot of pain during his life, especially the last week of his life. But Jesus' hardships and trials are something to rejoice over because he did it all for us to reconcile us to God. We celebrate his passion because there was a purpose for it, a great heavenly purpose. That said, we should face and embrace our trials. Yes, they make us sad, they hurt, we don't like them, nobody likes trials. But we know there's a purpose for them. God is renewing us inwardly and shaping us, building our faith. So, let's face and embrace our trials. We live in a broken world, and you can't avoid them. You might as well embrace them. Talk about your trial. I wear hearing aids, so sometimes there's a lot of stuff behind my ear. We live in a broken world. We can't avoid trials. Let's face them. Let's face and embrace our trials. God will work good from them. Let's face and embrace our trials because the love of God will give us the strength to endure them. Christ's love will never, ever fail. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.